It's Be Brave Friday, and it's pouring again. And I'm Carrie Jones, and now Sean the Talent is not doing Be Brave Friday because it's raining outside. So this one is from me, Anna. Hopefully you can all put up with that. In case you were wondering, we do Be Brave Fridays every Friday, and we would love to hear your stories and not just tell ours. And that's because A, we're a little bit boring, but B, it's because we want to create a community of bravery, and that means community means more than just us. And so we share other people's stories unedited and just kind of do that all the time in the hopes that it's going to help inspire the rest of us to be brave by seeing how other people are. Whew, that was so So sorry. Okay, here you go. How do I become an artist? I used to ask my mom this all the time when I was little. Nobody in our family has an artistic bone in their body, my mom said, every single time I asked. She'd light a cigarette. She'd take a drag. She'd offer me a Pepsi, cold from the fridge, always poured over ice and never in a can because we weren't that kind of people either. Not one bone. Our family meant only her family. One of my grandparents painted all the time, hiding away her canvases, horrified by how bad they were. None were ever bad, but they were dark, dripping with sadness, a sadness that also comes out in her poems. One of my father's sisters did batik, made jewelry. Another aunt did ceramics. That wasn't about me, though. My only genes, according to my mom, came from her, and so I was left wondering, how do I be an artist if there isn't an artistic bone in my body? And I gave up, even though I was a kid who didn't think with words, a kid who was haunted by images and color, the smash-up of form and hope always twirling around in my head. And then my mother was dead, and my father was dead, and a brother and aunts and uncles were dead, and grandparents and other fathers and two of my best friends. And the grief grew in my fingers, and writing stopped being enough. But I was lost, because I still didn't know how to be an artist. I Googled it. Google did not help. And then I just started. I paint out the images in my head, disappearing women, angel women, somehow never men, watching landscapes, cruelty hidden as trees, fists in the sky, shapes in the water that nobody would ever see but me. A local artist that I love asked me about my oil technique, and I said, "Oh, I'm too cheap for oil. I use acrylics." And she gasped. So I figured I was doing something wrong, and I didn't post a photo of my art for a long, long time. I assumed that that gasp meant that I was breaking the artist's guidelines, the rules. We all tend to look for rules, the how to do things when we first start out in our careers and in our relationships and in our lives. How to be is a pretty hot topic, right? Every single medium thing. How to do, how to be, how to. And it makes sense that we do this. We go to school, we learn there's rules to abide by, ways to think, certain methods we should follow to solve math problems, write essays, grammar rules, behavior rules, etiquette rules. Do well with the rules, and you might get A's, high marks, praise from the teacher. But there is a certain joy that happens when you don't know the rules, when you aren't typing away every day on your masterpiece, even though you don't know about three-act structure, when you're painting skies that look like envelopes drawn by three-year-olds and singing songs that are completely, unintentionally off-key. Art is like that. And being brave is like that too. Art is when you see, read, or hear, or feel something and your emotions become bigger, or even better, those emotions become something you've never felt before. Art is something that pushes you beyond your own self. It can make you remember, it can make you think, it can make you forget to remember all over again, and it can make you brave. Because yes, There is a certain bravery to putting yourself out there in your art, but there's also just a bravery in putting yourself out there and living. Living a whole, big, amazing life. A life where you'll mess up massively and succeed hugely and fail in love and lust and fall down and sometimes not want to get back up again. Being brave is determining for yourself who you are and not caring if you don't fit the genes or the genres, not caring if there isn't an artistic bone in your body. Being brave is doing things despite the rules. Being brave is you, the real you, and you can do that. I'm positive of it. Be Brave Friday started because I was just putting in my own art on Facebook because I was so afraid to share it. I'm still a little afraid to share it. And it expanded because other people were being brave too. And they told me that my silly posts were making them do brave things. Some of them was painting, some of them was talking, some of them was writing, some of them was switching jobs, some of it was just going outside. We all have different things that we're afraid of, and that's okay. But if we want to risk being vulnerable, and if we want to try to become bigger and better, then we can all do it together. And we can take those steps. Pretty positive we can. Thank you. And please send in your stuff. And we would love to hear your stories. Just send it to Carrie Jones Books, CarrieJones Books, @gmail.com. I forgot my address. This is why I'm so terrible at live things, plus the fact that I don't wear makeup. Plus I just went running and it was raining. All those things. So I'm bad at this. But that's okay. We'll be brave together.